You are listening to 91.5 FM. WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. Normally, I come and I tell you about some of the friends that help make the Refresh radio program possible besides Merritt Assembly, and I'm going to do that in a minute. But first, I would like to ask you to pray for us, because we're hosting a minister's meeting today, Assemblies of God pastors from the East Coast here, and that's going to be taking place today. And so we're going to have a wonderful time of fellowship and some praise and worship, and we're just going to try and enjoy the presence of the Lord, pour into the ministers who are here, so that when they return back to their communities, that that they will go back saying, you know, that was a good meeting that we were able to go to. So if you'd be praying for us today, that would be greatly appreciated. I would like to say thank you to the folks of Wyrick Air. Wyrick Air is a family-based business that is here in Brevard County, where they have been providing professional sales services and repairs for nearly 50 years, or right at 50 years, when it comes to air conditioning, heating, as well as electrical. They work in residential and commercial settings, light commercial settings, provide emergency service when necessary. They always strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. They're based in Rockledge, Florida, but they travel all throughout Brevard County, all the way down to Barefoot Bay. So if you're listening down there and need some maintenance on your AC to make sure that when the warmer weather hits, you're all up and running, ready to go. Their license numbers are RA00668-54 and EC13002439. Phone number is 321-632-9538. If you like dealing with Christian businesses, this is a Christian business. Dennis pastors a church here in Central Florida, and he just doesn't preach the word from the pulpit, but he brings the word to his business practices as well. Wyrick Air, they're friends of the Refresh radio program. They love Jesus, and they're really good at what they do. 321-632-9538 is how you could get in touch with them if you need their services. So we're going to go back to 1 John chapter 4 today. We're going to begin reading in verse number 1. We were talking on yesterday's program about not believing every spirit, but that you have to test the spirit. And so I'm going to point out some things. We're going to focus today on one thing in particular in verse number 3. But as I point out this particular phrase from 1 John chapter 4, I want you to highlight it. It's mentioned several times here. It says in verse number 1, "Beloved," so he's referring to the church, "do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit," whether that was plural, "whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." So let me just point out to you a phrase that is repeated very frequently here in the first 16 verses of 1 John chapter 4. It is the phrase "into the world," or the phrase "in you" is a reference in verse number 4. "Of the world" is in verse number 5 twice, and then the phrase "into the world" is in verse number 9, and "of the world" is in verse number 14. And so we're going to focus on what that means here in just a moment, or whenever we get to it. But first of all, I want to start off talking about something that is referenced there in verse number 3, and it says, "And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world." So we're going to be talking about the Antichrist. One thing I do want to bring out before we get into that is we were talking about confession yesterday, about confessing that Jesus has come in the flesh and that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I want to point out to you that this passage talks about that in the terms of a spiritual confession. It's not about whether someone can say the words, but about the confession that is being made by the life that they live. So I've seen some things done that were permissible from parliamentarian positions, but the spirit of that confession or the spirit of what was done really didn't cause godly resonance with inside of me. It even though it was permissible from parliamentarian positions, it seemed to miss it from a spiritual perspective, and that is something that I didn't care for. And so if you want to know about parliamentarian, there's a procedures, they're all tend to be based upon a book called Robert's Rules of Order, and it gets really complicated and it gets really convoluted. It's how Congress determines their course of action. It's how business meetings are supposed to run. And, you know, if you really want to know how that operates, you know, you should read that book, and then you can watch just about any government meeting and see how it is implemented. And so sometimes you will have people who vote for something or vote against something exclusively so they can change their vote. Oh, I've got further information now, and so I would like for a privileged motion. There's all sorts of, you can make a motion, a privileged motion, and all sorts of that sort of stuff. And so really what they have done is they have operated so that they could undo something at a later time if they decide that they want to. I want you to know God doesn't change his mind. He knows exactly what he wants to do. In fact, one of the things that I say identifies God in a distinguishing manner from the devil is the devil, he will communicate what you want to hear, and it will explain the details, the fine print, later, and let you know how much it costs later. And it'll cost you more than what you thought it was going to cost. It will bring less pleasure than you thought. It will cost more than what you thought, and it will leave you in bondage that is greater than what you thought. God tells you exactly what he's going to do, and he does it, and there's nothing that is going to be able to stop him. Nothing or no one. So, That's the God we serve. And 1 John 4:4 says, "Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world." And so we're very thankful for that. So let's talk just a little bit about this is the spirit of the Antichrist. So the Bible talks about a person who is going to be known as the Antichrist. It means that he will be the exact opposite of all things Christ. So instead of being a person of truth, he will be a person of deception. Instead of being a person who comes to set the captives free, he will be a person who will come to make captives. Instead of a person who does what he sees the Father doing, he will be a person who fights everything that the Father is doing. Instead of speaking the things that he hears the Father speak, he will speak contradictory to the word of God. Where Jesus fulfilled all of the prophecies, the Antichrist will try and undermine the word of God. There will be in the future a person. He will be a man of lawlessness. He will be a man of deception. He will be an ungodly figure, and he will be very influential in the world. In fact, the entire world will follow him to their own destruction and their own demise. Where the world has fought against Jesus and fought against all that he said, all that he stands for, all that he did, the world will fall hook, line, and sinker, and it will not be until it is too late before their eyes are open and they say, wait a minute, this is not what we signed up for. So there will be that person at some point in time in the future, and the Bible says that, you know, there will be a time where he is revealed, you know, and a lot of Christians really want to spend a lot of time focusing on who is the Antichrist, when is he going to come, and all of that sort of stuff. I've known people that they loved getting into intense theological debates. In fact, one of them, I'm thinking about two brothers, and man, if they got together, the one thing that they loved to talk about, argue about was, you know, when the rapture was going to happen and when the Antichrist was going to come and all of that sort of stuff. And I happened to know this family, not my family, happened to know that both of them, everything they argued about is completely and totally irrelevant now because they're both the dead in Christ. So I want to teach about who this person is, but it is not just the future personification of the Antichrist. In verse number 3 here of 1 John 4, it says, and this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. So for John, he says, this is not just a future person, but the spirit that will empower him, not being the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who led Jesus into the wilderness to be victorious over temptation. The Holy Spirit works in harmony. You know, it is the Trinity is three in one. And here, this is not the Spirit. This will be a spirit of ungodliness that will drive this Antichrist mindset and personification. And so John writes, he says, you've heard that was coming, but this is what John writes before 100 AD. He says this, it's already in the world. It's already in the world. It's now already here. So it's not just something that the people at some unknown point in time in the future are going to be concerned about, but it's something that the saints need to be aware of even now. So if you go back to 1 John chapter 2, okay, as you're turning there, I can tell you that Matthew 20:24 talks about false Christ who will come into the world, and their goal is to deceive. So where Jesus came to speak truth and fulfill the law and the prophets, these false Christs try to lead people astray, and they will be very persuasive to the point that the very elect would be in danger if it wasn't for the ministry of the Lord. So look at 1 John chapter 2, verse number 18. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. So it's not just a person. Yes, there will be a person who is the fulfillment of all things Antichrist. But John writes that even now there are many Antichrists, that's plural, have come. So they're already ministering by the time that this letter is written, before 100 AD. They have come, and he says, by which we know that it is the last hour. So one of the things that I teach from the Word is that we know that the last days commenced at the day of Pentecost. In the last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And so on the day of Pentecost, you know for a fact that we are in the last days. Now, how many days there are, I don't know. God's calendar works different than our calendar. His concept of time is different than our concept of time. So all I know is this. We're much further along in the last days than they were on the day of Pentecost. So when is that going to conclude? I have no idea. I'm just going to live each day as if I need to be ready in case my last heartbeat occurs or the trumpet sounds, either one. I want to also live my life with as much missional purpose, with as much anointing, and with as much perseverance that if it doesn't happen in my natural lifetime, that I'm still going to be living to bring glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. So here it describes that because there are antichrists working in the world, we know that it is not just the last days, but we're in the last hour. That means it's very short. And again, short by God's standard is entirely different than short by man's standard. So all I can tell you is that the Word of God makes it very clear that there's not a whole lot of things that have got to take place before the return of the Lord, but that in fact the end is drawing near. So be ready. Verse number 19. This is talking about the Antichrist. They went out from us. So what John says is there were people who were part of the community of believers, but they left the community of believers. They abandoned faith in Christ, and now they operate with the spirit of Antichrist. Does that mean that every person who ever left a church is Antichrist? No, that doesn't mean that at all. It does mean that there are people who come in who may not be genuinely converted. There may be people that come in that are exploring, they're investigating, but their heart hasn't been changed. And like the rich young ruler who Jesus said, one thing you lack, go and sell all that you have and come and follow me, that at that point in time, he went away very sad because he had much belongings. So when it came to following Jesus, this guy failed to understand that no matter what Jesus asked you to let go of, it's liberating your arms to grab hold of what God has to provide for you, which is going to be of even greater value than the thing that he's asking you to let go of. These people are people who go out not just from the congregation of believers, but they go out from the word. They literally abandon. Now, whether or not they had a conversion experience before that, I don't know. But I can tell you this. They went out from us, but they were not of us. They were not of us. So I was in this area a few weeks ago, and I was looking where there should have been grass, and I saw that instead of grass, there were sand spurs. And I know that sand spurs weren't intentionally planted there, but there they were. And, you know, if you were walking in a lawn and the lawn was supposed to have grass in it, it would have a texture, it would have a feel, it would have a very pleasing sight. It would it would be something that you would enjoy. I've lived in parts of the country, and you could take your shoes off and walk in the grass. You could lay in the grass, and it felt just like you were laying on a carpet. If you look and you see that there are sand spurs, there are thorns, there are in another part of the country, something we called cockaburras, that are just like little grape-sized little things that are just filled with nothing but thorns. You wouldn't dare lay on those things because it would be anything but comfortable. Those plants that I'm describing don't have anything in common with a lawn that is supposed to be inviting and something that is beautiful to look at. And so John says these antichrists do not have the same nature. They were not of us. If they were of us, they would have continued with us. And so a lot of times you will see that if there are things that are incompatible. So I will tell you this. There are a lot of things that are incompatible with being a Christian. Pride is incompatible with being a Christian. Pride is something that was very instrumental in the devil's getting kicked out of heaven. Lying is incompatible. Immorality is incompatible. Greed is incompatible. Idolatry is incompatible. Hatred is incompatible with Christianity. There are a lot of things that are incompatible. And so whenever a body is functioning in a healthy manner, one of the things that occurs is that which is incompatible with a healthy body, that it leaves that atmosphere because it's not a place where it's going to be able to thrive, and it's going to be a place where it's exposed because it is of a different nature than the healthy body is. So one of the things that I pray whenever I'm praying for a person to be healed, if they have come under attack from a virus or a sickness or a disease, I pray this. God, I pray that that virus would be allergic to their body. So whenever a virus or sickness comes in, and the body starts fighting that, and hopefully it fights well enough that it can be successful in winning that struggle. And so doctors and medicines and prayer and those sorts of things really help. I pray that that the sickness or the disease will become allergic to the body, because it is going to look for the exit very, very quickly. And so the scripture says that we're supposed to submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So an ungodly spirit is allergic to a submitted and godly lifestyle, because that submitted lifestyle is going to resist everything that is ungodly, and the ungodly forces are going to be looking for the exit. It says, they went out from us. This is 1 John 2:19. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. And so a lot of times we hate to see people go, because we know this, that God wants all to come to repentance. He doesn't want anyone to perish. But we've got to be willing to be under the lordship of Jesus. We're supposed to be under the word of God, and we need to allow him to purge ungodliness from our life. If we're abiding in him, he is going to prune those things that are unfruitful, and those things that are fruitful, he's going to cleanse, he's going to prune, so that we can be even more fruitful. So I pray that the church of God in 2025, that it would be seen as a church of holiness, a church of purity, a church of love, a church of integrity, a church under authority, and that one of the things that will cause the church to be seen as the church God wants us to be is that there will be people who say, you know what, that's not for me, and they say, I'm not going to be able to thrive in this environment. I pray that as we study the word, as we fellowship together, as we gather together to study the word of God, to worship God, I pray that any area of ungodliness in our life, that it's going to say, I got to get out of here. I got to leave, because I'm not going to thrive. I pray that the only thing that thrives in your life and my life is obedience and submitted worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that anything that is not of God would be looking for the exit, so that everything that is of God would thrive in your life. You have a great day. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.